Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends, and a warm welcoming good afternoons to you. On this video, WWE are interested in one of AEW's top prospects.
A WWE star has been pulled from their schedule following allegations.
There's been a major talent relations shakeup in WWE.
And news on delays to the WrestleMania XL Behind the Curtain show. I'm Adam Wilborn.
Yes.
And this is the After News.
All right. WWE are interested in signing a top AEW prospect.
Is it?
Who is that person? What's that say?
Nick Jackson.
It's not Nick Jackson, although they probably would. Can I try?
Yeah,
let me try. Let me get... What's in the box?
You pull it out, I'll be really impressed.
If I get this person straight up...
I'd like it to be that one.
This appears to be one that has never been opened before.
Ooh.
Darius Martin. It's not Darius Martin.
He's great.
Either. He is great. You would assume they'd sign Dante as well and get the tag team. But no, the answer is Hook.
Of course.
WWE is interested in signing Hook, who, by the way, is interested in exploring his options as a free agent when his AEW deal is up later this year.
Yeah.
This is according to SE Scoops, and one of their sources, who has direct first-hand knowledge of WWE's recruitment, says that they can see WWE being interested in him. Of course they can. He is good. So that's it. That's the extent of the report. There's no word on specifically when Hook's contract may expire, but at 24 years old, it's no great surprise to see that WWE would be interested.
No, exactly. He's one of those ones where I don't really keep up with contract statuses of AEW performers, but I thought the moment his comes up, yeah, there will be a bit of a bidding war because AEW have built him up really well. He's stuck in the Jericho Vortex for now.
Circling the drain as
but
as everyone
prior
else.
To that, he's obviously looked amazing. He got a whole load of attention. Would it benefit him to go to WWE? I don't know. I can't say. Free agency would make it very interesting for him. I think he could be great in NXT fighting Peter Pan, but I've no doubt wherever he ends up, he's going to be a megastar. I love Hook.
Yeah, I'm a Hook guy as well. He's still very inexperienced, people forget. And, you know, he's not the finished prospect, obviously. He still has some bits and pieces to tighten up. But I think he's quite far ahead for his experience level, and anything that he's not so great at now can be taught. The important thing with Hook is that he possesses a lot of things that cannot be taught. He has a presence about him. He has an aura. That's a favourite word of online wrestling discussions at the moment. But he does have one. I think he comes across as a naturally very cool guy, which helps a lot as well. Obviously, he's Taz's son. You'd imagine that Taz would be like, hey, get the best offer for yourself, but also I quite like working with you.
Yeah.
So that'll be an interesting dynamic to follow. With regards to WWE, man, I wouldn't want to subject anyone to the Vince Russo-esque creative of NXT. However, maybe he could learn a thing or two with the PC.
Yeah, let's be honest, with the people that, it's slightly different, but with the people that WWE have picked up from AEW, they've just gone straight on to main roster. Obviously, Cody Rhodes was never going to go to NXT or anything like that. Jay Cargill, that they have a very good blueprint right now. It's sort of cheating because they're two huge stars in their own right, but they can say, come to us and look what happens. And you would assume, yeah, Taz, despite his connection to AEW, would still have a relatively good relationship with some people within WWE.
Yeah, you'd think so. You'd think so. I can't imagine that would hurt it.
No.
Hurt the situation, put it that way. But yeah, I've enjoyed Hook. I've enjoyed his journey from just hoodie guy in Team Taz who doesn't really wrestle to actual wrestler. The Jericho stuff, I mean, it's a Chris Jericho storyline, right? Not always the most effective, I think it's fair to say, in elevating the people involved anymore.
The dumb bit of booking on Wednesday night, I saw.
Yeah. Are they a partner? Are they rival? I don't know. It's just not fun. It's just not fun, man. So I'd like to see him doing something else. But yeah, yeah, it's Hook. He'll get a nice deal wherever.
Yeah, he could go to TNA and be one of the biggest people on that show. Arguably, I think it's just going to be whoever offers the best crisps or chips.
Yeah, absolutely. And if it's Peter Pan, it's Peter Pan. You know what I mean? It might even be the alligator from.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Swamp Wrestling.
The ultimate, yeah. Well, actually, that's a great report from SC Scoops. Well, I have my report in that says that WWE are actually interested in another AEW star. And Andy, would you like to reveal who that is?
Sure, why not? I've got two here. So,
oh, brilliant.
It's Eddie Kingston.
Yes, please.
Who they had a tryout before. And Colt Cabana. Well, maybe not, given the current employment situation.
I give one of them slightly more likelihood than the other.
Yeah.
And even that one. I think Eddie's probably best in AEW right now.
Do you know what's Scott? What's his surname again?
I forgot.
Scott. That I was trying to quote the line he said to Nick Hausman at the press conference, and that messed it up.
Kind of blew up your own spot there.
Yeah. Imagine in your head that was good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Right, let's move on and bring you the latest on Drew Gulak. He has been obviously pulled from WWE's schedule following allegations that you'll have heard all about in the recent weeks. There was a report a while back alleging that he'd grabbed the string on Ronda Rousey's sweatpants in 2022 backstage. Horrible stuff, all this. He came back and said that was actually just a mishap. Regardless, Fightful Select reporting that Gulak was pulled from all appearances across WrestleMania weekend. He was pulled from the Hall of Fame ceremony because it was concerned that he was going to be seated close to someone, close to Rousey's inner circle of friends. He didn't feature at all over WrestleMania weekend on TV, and the No Quarter Catch crew appeared on NXT without him. His name was even removed from the Titantron, although Fightful Select saying that was a relatively easy change. No creative plans for Gulak at this time, which makes a lot of sense, Andy.
Yeah, it does. I know he issued a response stating that he was going to shake hands and he accidentally touched the drawstrings. And you know, that's contrary to what Ronda Rousey has said, obviously. I think it's the right move.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if it wasn't an accident, it's abhorrent. Like, it's really, really terrible, disgusting behaviour, the likes of which needs to be stamped out. It needs to be removed from the industry entirely. I think they've made a wise choice here.
Yeah.
And, if he did do that on purpose, that's just disgraceful behaviour.
Exactly.
And I feel sorry for Ronda Rousey in all of this.
Yeah, regardless of whether he did it or not, the right decision of completely WWE to just just keep these things off television for this foreseeable future until this can be resolved one way or another.
100%. Let's talk about talent relations. It's been a bit of a shake-up in WWE. Over the past 24 hours, all of this stuff has broke. The head of talent relations, he's the EVP of talent relations. Dan Ventrell is out of the company. This was first reported by SE Scoops. It's been corroborated by Fightful. My chair broke during during that last segment. That's cute, isn't it? Yeah, good stuff. Might have to buy a new one.
Mark Lee Willis is going to have to send some new ones.
Yeah, he's already sent us some chairs.
Okay.
Let's do another one. Yeah, so he's gone.
Someone's got a screw loose.
What the hell? What's going on? Dan Ventrell gone from WWE.
Sorry, yes.
He'd been in that position since September 2022. Another person involved in talent relations and development is Trent Wilfinger, who's no longer there. Nick Khan sent out a memo about this, saying that WWE has begun the process of reorganizing its talent relations group. People will be working under and reporting to Shawn Michaels in all of this. All of talent, which includes talent relations, development, and recruiting, will continue to ultimately report to Paul Levesque. As of today, Dan Ventrell will be moving on from WWE. We thank Dan for his tremendous contributions. Role formerly held by Johnny Ace, of course. You got what?
You can't hit me with a Wilfinger.
Wilfinger.
I'm still jet lagged and a bit all over the place with no warning. I'm sorry. I was all ready to make a ventriloquist joke, and then you've hit me with Steve Wilfinger or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say on this story. I just want to move past it. But we wish them all the best in their future endeavours.
Yeah, for sure. There's no word on why they're doing this.
No.
Hopefully the people who come in are good at their jobs and look after the talent.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Wilfinger.
I'm so sorry.
What's the funniest surname you've ever heard?
Fanny Schmeller with that.
Fanny Schmeller.
That question was doubt.
I can't beat that, really.
Shout out to Bradley Walsh.
I was going to say Warm Bath, but... Yeah.
Really sorry, we're really jet lagged.
Former Celtic player Raphael. I can't say the word because I'll have to censor it.
That German player that John Watson got into trouble for us. Not into trouble, but.
Oh, yeah.
It's spelled with a K when Stephens, he's. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Raphael S for Celtic. Yeah, it's swear words. Can't say them.
Right.
Almost dropped the C word there.
We can't.
See you next Tuesday.
If you want your swears, get it in the morning, you.
Yeah, that was a mess. Sorry.
Anyway, finally, let's talk about WrestleMania XL Behind the Curtain. I was very excited about that. It was scheduled to drop on Wednesday. There was advertisements. Well, at least I think there was. I never can tell when we're at a show what's on telly and what's not. But everyone was very excited about WrestleMania XL Behind the Curtain. And then Wednesday happened and people were like, where is it then?
Yeah,
it's
going
to drop on YouTube. Fightful, yet again, though, with some great reporting. They spoke with WWE sources who said that the move has been made to add more footage from this past weekend to the show. No update on when that's going to drop. I'm glad that they've done this. More footage from this weekend? Absolutely. Love to see that. I'm very excited for when it drops and to relive the highlight of my year, basically.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Like, you know, it's going to be a fun watch. Big event, all of that. Very successful event. It's 100% a Dwayne Johnson vanity project, this, isn't it? Because he came back and he totally misread the room on Cody's popularity. Like, he was 100% going to face Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, we got a pivot.
Yeah.
And look,
the greatest pivot in wrestling history?
Very, very close. I give them all the credit in the world for pivoting. And look, I love The Rock. I've said that so many times on videos since we came back. And since we went. But yeah, it's 100% him going, oh crap, I need to look good. So bless his little cotton socks. It's going to be good though. They're always good.
God,
so
yeah.
You just have to take them with a pinch of, you know, salt. Like if you, like, remember the one where they were like, yeah, Vince chose to call it WWE. It wasn't because he got sued by a panda.
Nope.
Not at all.
WWE's version of events is always close to the truth. But... yeah, I'm very excited to watch that. And if you want to know what the highlights of our WrestleMania weekend were, check out this morning's news video where we answer a question all about it and talk about, surprise, surprise, CM Punk and AEW and Tony Khan and the Young Bucks and Will Ospreay and all that good stuff. Which, in fact, Andy, if they want to check that out, where can they check it out?
They can check it out right here.
Blech. See you later, guys. Blech. He's back.
He's dead.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.